Australia's peak body representing lung health professionals has today issued a warning to people working with dusts. Silicosis is a lung disease currently affecting Australia and in particular people that work in trades. Deborah Yates is a thoracic physician who specialises in occupational medicine and has worked with patients with many respiratory disorders, including silicosis. The Wise Henry Wilson asked Deborah how silicosis affects people.
Silicosis makes people breathless, it makes them cough, and it has a way of becoming inexorably worse, so that this continues until they become very short of breath and they either die or they need a transplant.
And how do people get it?
Only from inhaling silica dust. And silica dust is one of the commonest dusts around. Silica comprises a lot of the world's surface, and the people who are primarily affected are usually the people who work with dust in occupations such as mining, tunnelling, sandblasting, construction work, concreting, pottery works, and those sort of trades.
And how concerned should Australia be about the potential silicosis disease?
We should be concerned. We have had a number of cases of silicosis occurring in New South Wales and in Victoria and elsewhere, with silicosis occurring in previously less recognised occupations. And the one that's been best documented is that with the artificial stone products, which are the products that we all have in our kitchens and bathrooms, the beautiful sort of marble-type stone, which is not actually marble, but is made by reconstituting stone. And this has quite a high silica content. The workmen who come into your house to make your kitchen, bathrooms look beautiful, and also in a lot of modern hotels, then they produce the dust which can be inhaled into the lungs and give you silicosis.
And how has the disease affected other countries?
They've had problems elsewhere as well. I mean, the main place have had terrible trouble in Turkey, where they had an incident with large numbers of very young people, people in their age of about 19, actually dying of silicosis when silica was used for sandblasting jeans. And there have been cases really throughout the world, particularly and also in the USA, where they've had a resurgence of black lung, but quite a lot of those cases have actually had silica involved as well, because what they're doing is using new mining methods that are actually more effective in cutting through the stone and separating the coal dust from the other types of rock. And that means that they're cutting more into silicious rock than they ever did before. And if you look at the third world countries, some of them actually have extremely high rates of silicosis.
And are we taking the right steps to prevent silicosis from affecting Australia?
There are regulations already in use which are effective, but they're only effective if they're actually followed. And I think there's been a problem with lack of understanding and I suppose a sense of complacency from everybody, really. And I think the people who work in the larger mining companies know more about this, and therefore the standards are probably better than they are in the smaller employments where people don't know enough about it and the workforce doesn't even know of the importance of respiratory protection or the use of proper ventilation. Silicosis is just one of the many different types of occupational lung disorder that are actually around that we haven't diagnosed, and that, again, it's an example of the sort of occupational lung disease that's totally preventable, but there are many others.
Thoracic physician Deborah Yates, ending that story by The Wire's Henry Wilson.